This is a war, and this is your fate. We are the face of your new police state. We are the law, and we've got the guns. Statutory power, mandatory minimums. We are the SWAT. We're here for your pot and all the cash that you've got. We are adrenaline junkies taking orders from the czar. It's a no-knock raid. Don't be afraid. Paramilitary police state on parade.
Don't fight in the north or the south. Fight every battle, everywhere, always. In your mind. Everyone is your enemy. Everyone is your friend. Every possible series of events is happening all at once. Live that way and nothing will surprise you. Everything that happens will be something that you've seen before.
Welcome to the Charles Carroll Society Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Barron, the self proclaimed bard of the American readout. Great annoyance, I'm sure, to everybody else who came before me in the readout movement. I wanted to put this podcast up. Obviously, we haven't spoken for a while. And, you know, I've been trying to do some, and I wanted to go over what we're going to do with that. And one of the things I have decided to do with these podcasts is to try to make them shorter. Hopefully that can help me get them out a little bit more. And I'll tell you something. And so we'll just get right into it. So the first thing is, why haven't I put out a podcast for a long time? Actually, we should probably go back to who we are, right? This is the Charles Carroll Society podcast. We cover mostly our family's move from suburbia to a more rural environment, which is actually coming out to be more suburban than we thought. I like to discuss things like the American readout, the soft succession, why we moved. So we talk a lot about politics here because politics is one of the most important reasons why we decided to move to the readout. And the readout, of course, most of you guys know. So first thing that you guys are all going to want to know is why, where have you been, and, you know, what are you going to do, and what's happened, and all that good stuff. So I'm going to try to address most of that. But the first thing I want to do about this podcast is say that I plan on making these podcasts 15 minutes long. The reason is basically, I think we can get a lot more information. I think we can get them out more reliably if we can make them shorter. Producing a podcast is probably, you know, it's 1 to 2 hours worth of research to kind of make copy and kind of notes. And then it takes only like, you know, 45 minutes or so to actually produce, to talk through the podcast. But there's probably another hour worth of getting all this material correct and bringing everything together. So I'm going to shorten a lot of that, reduce a lot of that, simplify a lot of that so that I can try to get this Charles Carroll Society podcast out. That's what we're going to be doing in the future. You know, we're doing it try to get energy behind this. So the first thing is, you know, we got a lot to catch up on, right? There's been a lot of changes. We're still up here in the readout, having a good time. You know, there's so much information and so much stuff to share about our journey. I've, of course, been sharing it on the site a lot. But this is going to help us share it even more. One of the things I will say, so what are we doing? So I'd like to talk about a little bit about where we're at. We're still up here. We're in north. It's easy to find me if you put forth 5 minutes. But we're still up here in the northern part of the readout. We're really liking it. I really feel bad for the guys still down in California. Because that state is going crazy. It's just amazing to see that state just abolish the Second Amendment. And I don't know, I do a lot of this research myself, and I have no idea why the Supreme Court of the United States refuses to hear the carry cases coming out of San Diego, where basically no one has a right to carry. It's a, if you donated to my sheriff campaign, you get the right to carry. And that, of course, is very wrong. It's been after work, and so we're up here. The sum total of it, one of the things I'd share with people who are coming behind us or other people who are thinking about moving up here to Idaho is my kids are taking to it like fish out of water. They seem to really adjust well. They have friends. It was wise of us to move our oldest kid before she went into high school. So she made a lot of friends. They're very important to her. And I think it's doing very well. My eldest daughter's doing well. My younger kids are doing well. It seems to be a lot harder, in my opinion, for women, for wives to adapt. So that's some challenge that you guys have to do, you know, groups or whatever. But it seems that the kids have a little bit, if they're younger, they seem to be able to adapt very well to a move. But if they're older, of course, it's going to be more difficult. So it's always better to move once, at least when they're not in high school, because high school, when it all comes here. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm not as friendly with my neighbors as I wish. More on that later. There's reasons for that. But, you know, I really wish we tried to build that community that we do. We have built communities, just not with our immediate neighbors. I always said in my podcasts and my radio shows that if it all goes to the smack, you're not going to have to worry about, you know, inner city kids running around in Escalade and chrome tires. Those, they're not going to be the first people you have to worry about. As you see in the blog I've done, I'm doing exactly what I recommend others, becoming as active as I can in local groups. Actually, there's a couple other groups that I need to touch base with. So, you know, things are moving. We got the tractor going. We got stuff going. You're going to see a post come out this week about the new dog we have. We have a lot of friends, a lot of politics, and just doing a really good job. So we're having a lot of fun. One of the things I think about, you know, many of you who have been loyal subscribers, been with us for a long time, know that when we got here, my wife got very sick. My wife almost died. The doctor came to me and said, no one has ever recovered from your situation your wife's in. Then you need to prepare yourself and prepare your children. So I basically picked up my children. I mean, a doctor and a surgeon were telling me this. Well, two doctors, one's a surgeon. So I got my kids and told them that their mother was going to die, brought them to the hospital and everything. They admitted that they start putting in the paperwork to process her at what funeral home. And so, yeah, that is a horrible thing. And it's been a roller coaster of a ride. It's been a horrible, you know, now we count my wife's good days. You know, there's a lot of bad days. And I think that probably drained my energy, as you would expect. But it's funny, my wife just had a wonderful day. She went to a theme park here, and it was just a wonderful, she had a good day. And she had a really good day. And there's a lot of really bad ones. So, of course, that's when you turn to your faith. And I was talking to my priest, and I was joking with him. I said, Father, were you serious when we got married and you had that, you know, that line, in sickness and death, you know, we can't trade them in. Were you serious about that? And he looked at me dead in the eye and said, yeah, we were quite serious, in sickness and in health. So, but yeah, you learn. So you do the best you can. And it's even more challenging. The physical recovery, you know, my wife is where she's at. She's not going to get significantly better than where she's at physically. The real challenge is the mental issue. Would this all have happened if we were still somewhere else? Who knows? You know, you always think about every choice. As a man, you make a lot of choices. You're responsible for your choices, but I don't know. I will say that there's two sides to tort reform in the medical sphere. And I am now a person who's much more aware of tort reform and the limitations of it that it provides to people. And the most important thing for people to know out there is that when I think Idaho has the least amount of insurance a medical doctor has to provide, because it's so hard to get any type of court case against a hospital here. And the problem with that is when hospitals and doctors don't lose cases, they have no incentive to change protocols. So if there's something they did, which they did, that, in my opinion, exaggerated or you know, caused my, or basically helped cause my wife's injuries, and they don't get sued, well, actually, they don't lose a case, then there's really no reason they have to change. So the series of events that led to my wife nearly dying, the local hospital still does. And come to find out, they've had several other cases like this before. Why don't they change? Well, why bother changing? It's almost there. So I have a little bit of more of a, I have a little bit more of a nuanced opinion of tort reform. I'll tell you that much. Would we do it again? I would. My wife wouldn't, of course. You know, she thinks that, as it would be logical, that if we hadn't made all these moves, she may have not gotten so sick. That's a reasonable opinion to have, and it's a hard opinion to live with. But, you know, but I don't know. There's no way to know if this would have happened. But I'll tell you, I think the after effects would have been much different. So that's where that is. You know, like I said, you've been following the blog. We've been doing a lot of things. One of the reasons that I didn't spend a lot of time on the radio show is that, you know, you start realizing that, you know, people's radio shows and podcasts and YouTubes, I mean, they grow significantly. And if you're putting out content and it's not growing, then basically that's an indication to you that your content stinks or your pattern stinks or whatever it is. So, I mean, you put effort behind what moves. And so that's what I'm doing. You know, I start just focusing on the blog, trying to get some content out there. But then you have to think, you know, we were, I don't know. I mean, when we started this, we were way out there, completely asleep, didn't know what we're doing, didn't know what was coming. And so we've been making choices and choices. So, you know, I like it. People interact. It's very important to hear from people. It's very important to talk to people. I will tell you something. If you guys want to reach out, I've gotten over 10 people have reached out and said, hey, I'd like to get in touch with you. I just have a question for the people who do that is, you know, the readout movement is unknown or is only known to a degree among federal supremacists, people who just despise any type of organization that they don't control. Now, how many times do you think confidential informants have reached out and touched the American Readout and the other patriot groups around here? So it's you got to be cautious. In my opinion, I'm very cautious about that. I don't mind talking to people on the phone. I don't mind chatting with people. And I'll tell you guys, if you guys get on Wire, the new thing that I'm talking to several people from the blog on is Wire, WIRE. It's a good application. It's probably better than Signal and Telegram right now. So if you get on that, let me know in the comments and just or email me. Email me at alex@alexanderbear.com and then we'll try to connect on Wire. That's a place that I'm feeling pretty comfortable. But you got to be cautious, right? Now that you're up here, they always want to know what you're doing, who you're talking to. You know, your public facing computer always runs funny. It's like people are surprised by that. So we just get to be cautious. That's why I don't respond to some of these things. But I'll tell you, some of the guys out here, some of you guys have really done some well. I thank you for, you know, working with the advertisers we have and the content sponsors and all that jazz. It's really good. So one of the reasons I wanted to put this podcast out, it's been something I've been thinking about hard for several months. in this all stuff. I'm like, you know, I need to get this message out here for the people who care to listen. I've now made a decision by, of course, watching the first 6 months of the new presidency. And the thing I wondered about was whether this president and this presidency was the start of a new trajectory in American politics, or was the Lord simply giving those who have ears to hear and eyes to see a little bit more time to prepare, right? Was President Trump's win, which was a miracle, was that a change in the trajectory of our country, or was that just giving us a little bit more time before basically those who believe in globalism, I mean, those who truly believe in international organizations forming tighter bonds and essentially less democracy for localized area because you have a bigger, larger and larger group of people, you know, further and further away making decisions like the EU. These people are what we call globalists. Progressives are authoritarian liberals, people who believe that the government is the answer. And even if you don't believe the government's answer, they're like, we don't care about that. We're going to still use the government as an answer for you. Whether these people had been stopped and we were going to kind of move on a different track, or was this just because of all the prayers that you and I and everyone else that I know begged not to inflict pain and suffering on us that we justly deserve? I have now come to a very important conclusion, and that's the point of this shorter podcast. My conclusion on this issue is I believe that this has been a pause. I now believe that if we are wise, we are preparing, we are connecting, we are moving while everyone's partying. The stock market has never been higher, so all of your retirement accounts are better. The housing market is quote-unquote recovered, and so your houses are better. Everything's better. Gold and silver has been suppressed. Everything is better. Guns right now, firearms, ammunition are dirt cheap. All the stuff that we were scrambling for over the last 3 or 4 years because we thought we were going to move directly from President Obama directly to a President Hillary, and it was all going to be over, and we didn't know what was coming next. I believe that this presidency of Trump, whether 4 or 8 years, I don't know that, is a pause. And that if we are wise, no one's saying sell anything and run around, I believe we should be preparing in the good times for the winter to come. That has been a major thought I've had going on. What is this? Are we out of the woods? What is it? And my belief now is that we're not out of the woods, and that this has been a pause, most likely because of the prayers, the miracle that was worked on our behalf to give us a bit more time to figure out what comes next after the rest of the original American belief, the Americanism, the American government, the American culture has been progressed, has been changed, has been modified. Our culture obviously is going away, and our form of government where the federal government served the states and we had a weak federal government, central government, a strong state, all of that's gone away, where the letter of the law was a defining moment, no longer. Abortion's in the Constitution. Gay marriage is in the Constitution. All of these things are in the Constitution now. That's what they've decided. All of that stuff, I believe what we're seeing is a pause. And I believe that it's important for us to probably take this time and get ourselves even further set up. So that's what I have decided to do. I really have been thinking, you know, should we just burn time? That doesn't, again, you know me, I'm different, even though all the liberals and progressives like to go, oh my goodness, no, we're not. We're like, work on your fitness, get out of debt, stand up. You know, if you have the opportunity, get out of a deep blue state, get to a red state. If you don't know where to go, get to the American Readout's a great place. Idaho is a great thing. Wyoming and Montana are great things. So we all say that. be active politics, vote, volunteer, be active in all of your church groups and your, in any kind of group, your soup kitchens, serve, be out and about, get yourselves in order, be someone who can actually help others now. Don't say, oh, I'm going to help someone when it all goes down. No, be someone who is helping now, you know, soup kitchens, volunteer work, whatever you do, whatever floats your boat, whatever you're doing, do it now and get out of debt and make sure that you get your physical up as much as you can, as much as you can maintain, because it's hard to maintain yourself. We're not a group of people who are going to be trying to scare you every day, every week, whatever we put up. No, but I believe that we are in a situation and prepare your children for a life that, you know, we're the first generation that we didn't live as well as our parents, in some ways. Home ownership and such not, the increase in our salaries. So I have now made the decision for my own life, which I, as you know, try to share my best with you, that this is a pause. This is a pause. How long the pause? 4 years or 8 years or 2 years if he's impeached? I don't know. But I believe it's a pause, and I believe when everything is dirt cheap, this is a good time. Remember, you still got to retire. You still got to have 401ks. I have advise people to stay in the market. I have the financial Sierra 5 guy come on and say, look, stay in the market, invest, do, you know, be just diversify and invest like a normal person. I don't believe in piling gold and silver under your mattress unless you have a bunch of disposable income after you get out of debt and you have no other stuff. You got to, you know, let me know. So anyway, that's what we've got. And thank you very much. And I will try to see you next week. So this is Alex Barron, the self-appointed bar of the American Bigot. Now, on a new way, in a new kind of pattern we're going to be doing with this podcast, which is a shorter podcast. So hopefully we can get this out more often. Have a good one. And stay safe out there. Viva Cristo Rey.
It's a no-no raid. It's a no-no.